this worked out perfect this evening because we have just enough people tonight to form a jury. And imagine your mission as a jury is to convict someone beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know that there is a case for reasonable doubt. You have to throw it out. But that should not be the objective. But what if you do have doubts? What if you're just not sure if something really is or is not? Can you go from being doubtful to beyond the shadow of a doubt? Well, tonight, I'd like for us to look at one individual that is a good case of this. If you'll start out with me in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, we're going to learn that one of Jesus' apostles had his doubts. Here in Matthew chapter 14, I like for us to begin reading in verse 25. The Bible says, "Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a ghost.' And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' So he said, 'Come.' And when Peter had come out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, 'O you of little faith, why did you doubt?'" What was it, perhaps, that caused Peter to doubt his Lord? Well, there had been a lot of discussion as to what it was that he saw, what he felt, and what he heard as the wind picked up and no doubt the waves. Many have said that all he had to do was to take his eyes off of Jesus, and he would begin to sink. But Jesus reassures him when he reaches him and catches him. Many times we need that same assurance. We need to know beyond a shadow of a fact that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, that he does give us salvation. And if we truly do what he commands us to, we will receive that. But then, as we come later in the New Testament, Peter had another opportunity to believe or to doubt. We pick up in the book of Acts, this time in chapter 10. If you'd like to follow along, looking now at a few verses in Acts chapter 10, beginning in verse 17. You'll recall that Peter had just had a vision of a sheet that was let down from heaven filled with unclean animals. And each time that sheet was let down, a voice said, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." He did not want to do so because he knew that the sheet contained unclean animals, animals which he knew he should not eat. But then he was told that what God has cleansed, you must not call common. And now we pick up as Peter is wondering what this vision means. Here in verse 17 of Acts chapter 10, we're told, "Now while Peter wondered within himself what this vision which he had seen meant, behold, the men who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. And they called and asked whether Simon, whose surname was Peter, was lodging there. While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, 'Behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them.' Then Peter went down to the men who had been sent to him from Cornelius and said, 'Yes, I am he whom you seek. For what reason have you come?' And they said, 'Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, one who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews, was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you.' Then he invited them in and lodged them. And on the next day, Peter went away with them. and some brethren from Joppa accompanied him. Now you can only imagine Peter no doubt could have wondered, why is someone sending for me? Do I really have to go with them? Perhaps it is a decent journey. I'm going to have to travel a good bit. Will I be well taken care of? Is everything going to work out fine in the end? He could have easily said, I just don't know about this. He could have easily stayed where he was and not go. But he was told back in verse 20 to go without doubting. And we're told that he then went down and on the next day departed. You can see that Peter's doubt slowly begins to go away. And many times as individuals, we say, I'm just not sure about my daily life. I'm not sure if it's all that easy living the life that God has called me to live. Is it really worth it? Is there really a home in heaven prepared for me? Am I truly going to receive the blessings that God has given? Well, as we conclude this evening, I think we need to go to the New Testament writer James because he answers those very words for us. Gives us some great assurance from the inspiration of God. In James chapter 1, beginning in verse 2, here's what James writes. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Just like the very sea, the very wind that was blowing that Peter walked across to get to Jesus. Do we think of ourselves as that water being tossed back and forth? Perhaps we rise high in hope and anticipation, but then doubt begins to sink us again. Let's not sink like Peter did, but rather let's grow in our faith. Let's erase all doubt, knowing that what God has promised, yes, He is also able to perform. How strong is your faith tonight? We're just about to sing the song of encouragement, and if you need to respond to the invitation in any way, we are here to assist you as together we stand and sing.